KJAN Sports.
And it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Cam star basketball forward Madison Gettler signed on Thursday to continue her academic and basketball career at Morningside College in Sioux City. Gettler is coming off a stellar senior season in which she led the Cougars to the state basketball tournament for the first time since 1997. Gettler announced the signing on social media and said, "Excited to announce that I'm officially a Mustang. Can't wait to continue my academic and athletic career at Morningside." Gettler finished her CAM career with 1,480 points. She dropped in 467 points this season and averaged 19.5 points per contest to lead the team. Gettler will join a Mustangs team coached by Jamie Sale that went 19-13 during their 2018-19 season. She'll join a couple of other area athletes on the Mustangs roster as well, with Exira EHK alum Sophia Peppers and Harlem alum Jordan Mosier. Well, a late surge carried the Iowa Hawkeyes past Cincinnati in the NCAA tournament on Friday.
Hawkeyes have plenty of timeouts. They have three. Bohannon dribbles in front of Iowa's bench. Shot clock down to 10. Gets to Bear. Swings it over to Wieskamp for three. The Hawks are on fire. The Hawks are up by six.
Bobby Hanson and Jim Albrecht there with a call on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Luca Garza had 20 points, and Iowa roared back from an early 13-point deficit to post a 79-72 victory in front of a partisan Bearcat crowd in Columbus.
Cincinnati running out of time. 7 seconds, three-pointer no good. Rebound, Nicholas Bear. The Hawkeyes are going to win it. Hawkeyes win it. 79-72 over Cincinnati. Nicholas Bear, Jordan Bohannon with the fist bumps and the chest bumps. And that is some happy black and gold.
Perimeter shooting was a trouble spot late in the regular season. And on Friday, the Hawkeyes finished 11 of 22 from the three-point range.
But I thought we did a really good job of getting those shooters shots. Because even some misses we had, we were open. You know, in the first half, a little more contested, a little more hurried. I thought we played much more at our pace in the second half.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes won despite foul trouble for junior forward Tyler Cook. McCaffrey rolled the dice and played Cook in the first half despite two early fouls.
He really picked us up in that stretch in the first half. And I was really worried. I got him out with about four and change. And then he picks the third up really quickly. And I said, look, we'll put you back in. And he got in. And then I said, I'm going to save you for the stretch. Boy, was he big down the stretch.
McCaffrey said the Hawkeyes executed well on both ends of the floor in the second half.
We were changing defenses from our different zones. Our pressure, we played it two different ways. Our half-court zone, we played it two different ways. Why we were doing it and where we were looking for people, what they were trying to run against us. And then a mixture of motion and set action to get the ball to certain people.
The Hawkeyes next to face number 2 seed Tennessee Sunday morning. That game is a tip-off of 11:10 Central Time. Well, for a second-seeded Iowa, Friday's win over 15th-seeded Mercer felt more like survival and vindication after nearly making the worst kind of history imaginable. Megan Gustafson scored 30 points with 16 rebounds, and the second-seeded Hawkeye women narrowly avoided a monumental upset, holding off number 15 Mercer 66-61 for their first NCAA tournament win in 4 years. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter thought the idea that a Mercer team on a 17-game winning streak would be a 15 seed was kind of crazy, and the Bears proved her right. Bluter said, "We personally liked our seed. We didn't love our opponent. We played against somebody that was much more difficult than a 15 seed. Everybody can recognize and understand that," according to Bluter. Mackenzie Meyer added 16 points for the Hawkeyes, who pushed the record for two seeds in the opening round since the field expanded to 64 teams to a 101-0. And this is the second time in 3 years that a number 15 seed almost beat a number 2 seed. Oregon State staved off Long Beach 56-55 in 2017. Megan Gustafson said, "There might have been a little bit of jitters collectively. I felt like it was good to be able to get the win no matter how ugly it was." Next up for Iowa, they'll face 7th-seeded Missouri, which edged Drake 77-76 in overtime. University of Iowa senior Megan Gustafson has been named one of four finalists for the 2019 Citizen Naismith Trophy, the Atlanta Tip-Off Club announced on Friday. The award recognizes the most outstanding women's college basketball player. Louisville's Asia Durr, Oregon's Sabrina Lonscu, and Notre Dame's Erica Ogunbowale round out the four finalists. Gustafson has led the Hawkeyes to a 26-6 record overall. Iowa captured its first Big Ten tournament title since 2001 on March the 10th, behind Gustafson's 45 points and 10 rebound performance against top-seeded Maryland. The tournament title secured a number two seed in the NCAA tournament for the Hawkeyes, marking their highest seed since 1996. The ESPNW Player of the Year ranks in the top four nationally in eight categories. She leads the country in field goal percentage at 69.6 points per game, or actually 69 points in total points, also in field goals made, and ranks second in the double-doubles and defensive rebounds per game, third in the rebounds, and fourth in the rebounds per game. A native of Port Wing, Washington, Gustafson is the only Hawkeye in program history to win the Big Ten Conference Player of the Year twice. She is the ninth two-time recipient in conference history. Gustafson looks to become the first from the Big Ten to win the Naismith Trophy. More sports coming up for you next hour. This report on sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.